Good afternoon. My name is Adelia Huang. This is case number 118-0186 regarding a towing of a vehicle. The appellants are Benjamin and Tanya Shield. The time right now is about 1:37, and it is October 2nd, 2018. I note for the record that no one has appeared in the hearings room on behalf of either party. I am going to take a look at the file to see if any notice was attempted to be provided to the parties. So, first things first, I do note that it looks like Abandoned Autos with the Bureau of Transportation, they have provided information documents into the record, so it does look like notice was provided to them. As far as notice being provided to the appellants, Exhibit number 3 is a notice of hearing. It correctly states today's date, time, and location of the hearing, and it also indicates it was mailed on Friday, September 21st, 2018. I am also noticing that in the file there is a copy or an envelope with some documents of the notice that was actually attempted to be sent by the hearings office, but was returned. It was returned to the hearings office on September 27th, 2018. When I compare the address that was provided by the appellants with the mailing label on the envelope, it does look like the notice of hearing was sent out to the address that the appellants provided when they requested their tow hearing. So that unfortunately looks like the notice was not received because it was returned. I am going to check in with the hearings clerk to see if either of the appellants have had any contact with the hearings office.
We have had no contact.
Okay. I am going to find that the hearings office has provided adequate notice in accordance with rules and code, and the reason for that finding is, one, our rules state that it is the appellant's responsibility to make a timely inquiry about the date and time of the scheduled hearing, and that is stated specifically on the tow hearing request form. Additionally, with regard to the return notice of hearing, this notice of hearing that is provided to the parties is a courtesy notice. Our rules do reiterate that the mailed notice of hearing is a courtesy, and that again it is the appellant's responsibility to make sure that they know about the date and time of the hearing. So with our rules putting the onus on the appellants, unfortunately it is up to them to make sure they know if they're unable to receive that notice of hearing. So I am going to proceed with the hearing today. I'm going to admit exhibits 1 through and including 15 into the record. Okay, I'm starting with the information submitted by the appellants. Their tow hearing request form includes a statement indicating why they disagree with the tow of the vehicle. They state, car was stolen from original storage location where it was parked by us as titled car owners at 5145 Southeast 18th Street, McLaughlin, about half block off this main street, then was stolen and found by Speeds Towing at 3000 Southeast 7th Avenue. That appears to be the extent of the information submitted by the appellants. I'm now turning to the information that was submitted by the Bureau of Transportation Abandoned Autos section. They've included several documents, including a statement which reads in Exhibit 6, a report for AA vehicle came in August 9th, 18 from a citizen. I warned the vehicle on August 21st for failure to display current registration. When I came back on August 28th, the car was moved across the street but at the same location. This is still a violation since the car was still not registered and had expired of March 2017. This was a valid case to be towed. Additionally, there is some information in Exhibit 6 which provides a detail of what a tow warning that was put on the vehicle stated. It essentially says that after 72 hours from the issuance of the tow warning that the vehicle will be towed. and the violation that was checkmarked for being applicable is abandoned vehicle, failure to display current registration. I do see photographs in Exhibit 11 which show a green tow warning placed on the front driver's side window of what appears to be the vehicle. And there are copies of some citations here from the Bureau of Transportation. It looks like the vehicle was scheduled for a tow on August 27th, but not actually towed until August 28th. Given that there are several elements that must be demonstrated by the evidence in the record, I do want to take some additional time to make this decision, and I'm going to go ahead and reserve my decision until I issue a written order. So the parties will be notified by mail of what my decision is, and I will have that out as soon as possible. However, it could be up to 3 weeks. Either party may appeal my decision to Multnomah County Circuit Court if either party disagrees. At this time, I'm closing the hearing.